Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Cuska's here, too. Bob is a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the president of the workplace productivity firm called The Fusion Factor, and he's been sharing his ideas on human resources, especially in the area of workplace productivity, for a long time now. He's the author of The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career. He spent many decades leading the HR sector of the segment of the Gillette Company. Yeah, you heard of those guys. And he's our good friend, Bob Cuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a long time in the making, but it's something that I've really wanted to get out there, Jim, because I think that people really need a comprehensive guide to figuring out what it is that they're going to do in life.
Well, exactly. And you've been working on this a long time. I remember, in fact, we've talked about it on the show a little bit before. We've serialized this a little bit on the show before, because you've been telling me about what you're seeing out there. I remember, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, you said, you know, I'm just realizing that people really need help with their process. Not just they don't just need a job; they need help in learning how to get a job, don't they?
That's right. That's right. And the first step is figuring out what it is that they're going to do. And you know, I was thinking about this, Jim, because at one point in my career, I ran the National College Recruiting Program for Gillette. So I went all over the country talking to young people at the B schools, at the engineering schools, mm-hmm. all the schools. And I once said to myself, what made the most successful person? Because when I went to the Harvard Business School, everybody there was smart. It wasn't like any of them were going to be that much smarter than others. They were all highly qualified candidates.
Right.
And here's what I concluded. The people that were going to be most successful were those people that were focused, they knew what they wanted to do, and who brought passion to the table.
Yep.
And that's what I want to help people to find.
Tell us what I really love doing. Tell us when you say focus, you know, the people that I know and the people that I tried to model my career after, meaning I saw what they were doing, I saw how successful they were, I wanted to be like them. One of the things I noticed is that they were really, really, they really knew how to concentrate. And
mm-hmm.
That's the term I used to use. I used to think, man, that guy can really concentrate. But I think I meant focus. What do you think?
I think it is focus. I think it's focusing on those things that you want to do. And unfortunately, most people kind of back into their careers rather than sit down and say, let me think this through. And I give people a very easy exercise, Jim. I ask them to divide a paper into four quadrants. In one quadrant, they ask themselves the question, what do I love to do and what am I good at? In the other three quadrants, they ask, what do I like to do but I'm not good at?
Uh-huh.
What don't I like to do? And what don't I like to do and I'm not good at?
What a great process.
Yeah. It's not complex, but it is difficult. Because it requires you to sit down and think those things through. And, Jim, today I still have many young graduates. They come to me, I've just graduated, and I say, and what is it that you want to do? And they say, well, I just want a job.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't given it that level of thought.
Well, isn't it kind of unfortunate, though, Bob, with the way the economy is right now, isn't it unfortunate that, see, when someone tells you what you said they say to you, I'm not sure that's as much them not being focused as the fact that they're just so intimidated by the job situation that they're not expecting to get what they want. They just want a job to start paying some bills. What do you
think?
Isn't that a shame that that's where we are in America today?
It is a shame. But you know what? The job market's changed, Jim, and it's not going to change back. The old
right.
model was, Lots of companies came to campus, and there was a menu to select from. And now companies are being much more select, and the competition is much more fierce.
Yep. There's no question about it. The way we hire in my company is different than it was 10 years ago. No question about it. And with the kind of folks we're looking for. But, you know, Bob, another thing is that I think is important to point out. With all the tough employment situation we have out there right now, some of my experts say there still may be 4 million jobs in America that are going unfilled because they don't have qualified people.
That's right. There's some sectors. If you're a software developer right now, Jim, I've got 5 jobs for you, you know, in a blink of an eye.
Right.
But there's other areas that you're going to have to really work hard to find that match.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? So I want to come back to focus. In the next segment, I want to talk about some specifics. But come back to focus. What are some other things that we need to know about focus?
Okay. You need to take a look at everything in your background. So people say, well, I went to school and I studied, you know, accounting. Okay, well, that's one thing. But where do you want to practice that? What else is in your background? Oh, well, I also happen to really enjoy sports. And you know what? I like working in teams. So look at all those things because they all come into play, you know, in what you're going to do. I had a guy last year that landed a job as a research analyst, social media, working in government regulations. But he thought his way through to exactly that role, and he found the ideal role for himself. Mm-hmm. But when he came to me, he didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, and so isn't it amazing how we all need someone to talk us through some of this stuff? It's almost impossible. Now I like your grid idea, your four quadrant idea. I think that's a really good exercise you can do for yourself. But isn't it interesting how it's almost impossible for us to look at ourselves and we need somebody else to sort of be what my friend Noah St. John calls a loving mirror to look back at us and show us what we should see.
That's right. That's right. It starts with self introspection, but then it has other people giving you input on what they see as well.
But find those loving mirrors, right, Bob? Because I mean, you've got to have somebody who loves you that will tell you the truth. That's the combination, right? Somebody who cares about you but will tell you the truth.
Jim, my first loving mirror was the goaltender on my hockey team. Imagine
Is that right?
Yeah, he said to me, you should go into personnel. And that was the first person who ever said it to me.
How about that? Very interesting. Yep. They're out there, folks. You got to find them. When you find them, hang on to them. Bob, I need a website. Where can we find your book?
The book is on thehigherground.net. And that's H-I-R-E, Higher Ground.
Thehigherground.net. Check that out, folks. It's Bob's new book. And we're going to come back and talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.